Welcome back, everyone, to the Darkei Noam Beis Medrash series on the 48 Kinyani Torah. Today's day of Sfira is the 15th day, and we are going to speak about the Kinyan of Tahara. In some Mishnayos, this Kinyan is not mentioned, but because we put together Mikra and Mishnah, we're going to add Tahara as another one of the Kinyanim. Tahara is the purity of ourselves and of the Torah. So on the one hand, Tahara implies a certain negative, that the Torah shouldn't be defiled, it shouldn't be compromised by that which is impure. That's what the Medrash Shmuel explains. And what this means is that one's focus needs to be pure and free of any desire for physical pleasures, such as relationships and food, explains Rabbeinu Matis Yo HaYitzari. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis Mo'ed Beis, quotes Rabbi Chanina, who says, Yiras Hashem Tahora, Omedes Lo'ad, means that one who learns Torah in a state of purity is one who first gets married and then learns. Because by doing so, one frees himself from certain physical desires that he might otherwise have. And this approach underscores the complete and utter focus and concentration that are necessary for Limud HaTorah. Our utmost attention is needed. The stakes are just too high for us to be distracted by the basic elements of this world. And in addition to that, it says something about the Torah itself, not only about our focus on the Torah when we're learning as people, but on the Torah as an entity, that the Torah is allergic to that which is impure. You know, it said in the name of the Sfas Emes, I saw in the Sefer Mishel HaAvos, that if a certain avrich is supported, you know, with money that, let's say, unfortunately was not received or not made in the most honest of ways, you know, the money that was used to support the avrich was made in with dishonesty and a lack of business ethics. So the Sfas Emes used to say that if that avrich doesn't have success in learning, even though his hasmada is, you know, off the charts and through the roof, so you can know that he didn't have success in learning because the Torah cannot withstand an impure environment. It's not going to remain in a context that is just rife with dishonesty and with lack of ethics and with impure actions, impure intentions. So on the one hand, there's a negative that we need to free ourselves from desires, and we need to make sure that nothing impure, chas v'shalom, defiles the Torah. But on the other hand, tahara implies a positive, and that is that the pure state in which we learn the Torah reflects the purity of the Torah itself. Klal Yisrael had to be pure. They had to be tahorim before they received the Torah. Chazal and the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, they say that children begin their learning of Torah with none other than Torah's Kohanim, with Sefer Vayikra. Why Sefer Vayikra? Why not Sefer Bereishis? Says the Medrash, because both children and korbanos are pure. And the pure should come and engage the pure. The person studying the Torah should mirror that which is studied. And in the world of man, nothing is more pure and innocent than the child. And in the world of knowledge, nothing is more pure and pristine than the Torah. That's the perfect match, which is why the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, says that the world is kept going by the breath of children studying Torah in their schools. Breath that has not been tampered with and tainted by that which is impure in this world. The person studying the Torah reflects the entity of the Torah. And if the Torah is pure, the person needs to be pure as well. And so with the Kinyan of Tahara, we commit ourselves to protecting the Torah from this worldly desires and hedonistic thought. And at the same time, we deeply appreciate the intrinsic purity of the Torah HaKedosha, which must be reflected by the people who learn it.